Report: UCLA student government lost almost $3 million in school funds. By Tom Sikata on January 27, 2020. The student government at the University of California, Los Angeles has reportedly lost more than $2.7 million in university funds. Now, student government organizations are blaming each other for losing track of the money. According to a report by the College Fix, student senators at UCLA are scrambling to figure out how they lost over $2.7 million in university funds. The student government operates on a budget of $9 million, which comes from a fee that all students at UCLA pay each year. This year, the organizations failed to properly account for their spending. Now, they are scrambling to figure out where the money went. The various student government organizations at UCLA that oversee the massive budget are not required to publish their budgets online. However, at least two groups that aim for transparency published their budget reports for the month of December. While there is no requirement to post the budgets publicly, other organizations that are funded by student fees, such as USAC and the Graduate Students Association, publish theirs often, the report reads. USAC's latest budget report was posted in December on the council's website. The GSA, funded by graduate student fees, posts its financial reports weekly on the GSA website. Undergraduate Students Association Council President Robert Watson said that no member of the UCLA student government knows what happened to the funds. "No students know where this money is," Watson said. "There's no transparency to students, but student committee members were the ones that voted over this money, created these committees and who said that they wanted to lead these committees. It is offensive." Student Representative Eduardo Velasquez said that all students at UCLA deserve to know what happened to the funds. "Every student has a right to know where their money is going and how it's being allocated," Velasquez told the student newspaper. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.